MSing About Productions presents MSing About, a podcast about nothing.
Oh, is it really about nothing?
Well,
oh,
it'll be about something. No, it could be about nothing. Anyway, I'm Ian Hayden, an award-winning comedy writer who happens to have MS, and as always, I'm sitting opposite Katrina Christensen. Hello, Katrina.
Hello, Ian.
Katrina's a singer, a pianist, a carer, a train driver, and I'm sure she's done other things as well, because we're going to talk about jobs that we've done, perhaps.
Yes, all the sorts of jobs we've
had. And jobs that don't exist anymore.
Oh, and there are many, many that don't exist anymore.
Yeah, and I've done other things than write.
What sort of jobs have you done?
Sometimes I sleep in an adjustable bed.
Oh, yes. Well, we better talk about that first.
A segue to our sponsor, Solid Sleep, Australia's number one manufacturer of adjustable beds. Check them out at
www.solidsleep.com.au.
Now, jobs.
Yes.
I jotted down, I reckon I've done about 20 jobs, if the definition of a job is being paid for your time.
Well, I think so. In this particular podcast,
I mean, you
podcast,
do volunteer work, but that's more hobby.
Well, let's talk about jobs that actually, you get money for.
All right.
When did you get your first job?
My first job was when I was at school pumping petrol.
Right.
Go well, go Shell. It's a good, good feeling. It's a good, good feeling. And it's yours, go well. Go Shell, it's a good, good feeling. And that feeling starts with your Shell man.
He's got Super Shell with the proven power of methyl benzene.
Go well, go Shell, it's a good, good feeling.
Check your oil, sir. Check your tyres.
Yeah, that's a job we don't have anymore, do we?
No.
I used to work at a bank. It was a building society, actually, which had a drive-through to get your money out. How cool was that?
The bank tellers are gone.
Yeah, bank tellers are gone. Well,
there are still some.
Yeah.
I've never been one of them.
There was a thing on the news this morning about a gentleman who drove 130 kilometres to go and get some money out of the bank, and the bank said, "We have no money." Sent him to the post office. So, you know, what's going to happen? Eventually everything's going to be online and we are turning into that cashless society.
Telephone exchange operator, I worked at that.
Ah, yes, yes.
Don't need that anymore. Number, please.
I used to work for 013, and Call Connect. And we also had to do...
013, does that mean what number would you like?
Telstra, what town, please?
What town, please? Yeah. Do they train you in nasal answering?
Nasal, yeah.
Okay. I worked as a labourer.
Oh, right. Yes,
and that led to a long career pumping out septic tanks for a couple of years while I was at university. I loved that job.
rolling around in shit, did you?
It's not that bad. But where I was pumping it out on the northern beaches of Sydney, they're now connected to the sewage. That job doesn't exist anymore.
No, that's it.
They used to pump out grease traps and septic tanks. It was a great job.
Right.
And I made wooden toys. Wooden toys. And in the same wooden toy factory, we dyed things called Cuisinaire rods.
There you go.
Do you know of Cuisinaire rods?
No, I don't.
When you were in primary school, did they ever give you little coloured rods where you go, that one's worth five, and you get two fives, and that one's worth a ten?
No, I don't recall that.
It was a maths aid.
Yes, okay. But hang on, just on that. What's Pinocchio's father called? Geppetto.
Geppetto,
yeah. Oh, so you were like a Geppetto.
I was.
I'm a real boy.
Yeah. We'll come to your jobs
They're not as exciting as yours.
I was a clerk, class one in the public service in the taxation department for six months. Probably still a job in that.
Okay.
But a lot of people do their own tax now instead of going to H&R Block.
Yes, they do.
Because it's a lot easier to do or follow it online.
Yeah.
But I worked in recovery, so there'd be still people not paying tax that have to be sued and things, I guess. I was an interior designer.
Oh, I've dabbled in that too.
For a terrarium shop.
A terrarium?
Do you remember terrariums?
Yes.
That's all they did in the shop was sold these little... I don't think that'd be around anymore. No one buys terrariums.
I've seen a couple, but they were part of like a plant stand and they had lots of other things with it, so...
I was a waiter and a barman.
Ah, yes.
There's still jobs for those.
Yes.
I was a painter of butcher shops.
Oh, okay. I've painted.
Did walls.
Yeah, right.
I was a painter of portraits.
Oh, wow.
I was commissioned to do one portrait.
Oh, I'm not that good at art.
Well, I don't know, but I got paid for it, so that was all
right. Yeah.
I was a short order cook. I ran my own bistro. See, I'm not doing any writing yet, am I?
No.
I'm first writing over soul. I'm a poet.
Right, you're a poet.
I got $14 from the ABC for a poem I wrote.
Have you got the poem? Are we going to hear it?
No, I've forgotten it.
Oh, no.
I was a publisher.
Right.
I was a lecturer.
Yes.
A graphic artist.
Wow.
A travel agent.
Ah, yes.
That's gone out the window.
Yes.
And a wedding organiser.
A wedding organiser.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now.
Yes.
We'll come back to you in a minute. I want to talk about some silly jobs that I found, and these are real jobs you can do now and get paid.
Oh, okay. Fire away.
Professional sleeper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you can nod off to sleep, they wire you up to see how your brain waves are going for medical science.
Oh,
and
right.
And mattress manufacturers have to have professional sleepers to tell them which one's the most comfortable.
Right. Wow.
So that's a good job. You can be a professional bridesmaid.
Oh, really?
Well, there are women who go, oh, I don't know which one's my favourite friend and I'm going to offend the other one.
So they just hire a ring-in.
Hire a ring-in, but that ring-in knows how to get you ready for the day, help you with your hair, get you into your dress.
Wow.
And then you have your friends as, what do you call them?
Flower girls?
Oh, no, just something.
Maids.
Yeah, maids of honour or something.
Well, your maid of honour is the one that does all of that generally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
so then they would just be bridesmaids.
Your second tier, like you can have a best man and groomsman.
Yeah, so maid of honour is who she's hiring.
Yeah.
And then the bridesmaids are the rest of the party.
What about a pet food taster?
Oh, yeah.
Someone's got to do it to make sure it's edible.
But that would be an animal, surely.
No, because they'll eat anything and then throw up.
Oh, no. Yuck.
An odour judge.
An odour judge?
Yep, someone with a really sensitive nose who...
Well, they work well smelling perfumes.
Perfume, but also bad things like kitty litter trays, the sprays you do to kill that. That's that's all right. Yeah.
Gee, what a sensitive nose.
A professional cuddler.
Oh, really?
People who give cuddles.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I couldn't stand being cuddled by someone I didn't know.
No, me either. Oh, a bit weird.
Professional line stander.
Because what?
A line stander. If... Let's say the new Apple iPhone 26 is coming out tomorrow and there's going to be a queue around the block for it. You can pay someone to stand in
just
that
queue.
Just
stand in line. So it's like trying to get Taylor Swift tickets.
Taylor Swift tickets. That person will go out and spend all night standing in the front of the queue to get it for you, and you pay them for it. So you're probably paying them $30 an hour just to stand in the queue. But
I think these days people will do anything for money.
I've got one here for you.
Okay, fire away.
Train pushers.
Train pushers. They push
the
train.
That's their title. No, they don't. In Japan.
Yes.
They're employed to stand on the platform and push the people into the carriages so they can get as many in as possible.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're all sardined in, and the people who are getting pushed don't mind because it means they get to work on time.
Oh.
What a horrible job being pushed in.
But use your common sense, people. Move quickly.
No, because you can't fit any more in. They push the last...
Oh, look, that's not... There's no health and safety in that, though. That's wrong.
It's overloading. As long as the doors close before the train leaves the station.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, I'd hate to be an odour smeller in that job.
Okay, and jobs that no longer exist, we're talking about, would disappear because of technology and automation.
So many jobs.
Well, mine, pumping petrol and travel agent and things, but... You know, I put a question here. Will train drivers be replaced by automation? Will you be out of a job one day?
Oh, look, probably eventually, but I don't think any time
soon. Not in
soon.
Your job, because you're actually looking out for animals on the tracks, and automation can't do that.
No,
whereas to go from one suburb to another in a train can be done remotely.
Obviously. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And then you don't get upset train drivers with people jumping in front. Of the train. A Lyft driver. Do you remember them?
Oh, I do. I do. And they'd say, you know, first floor,
kitchen appliances, inflatable rubber, women, mallets.
What?
Well, I don't know. Video store staff.
Oh. They're a thing of the past. Yeah, I know.
Projectionists. Do you remember them?
Oh, well, they still do have a projectionist at the cinema. Yeah, well, they generally, with the cinema, when you go to watch a movie, the film is still on film, like the movie is on film.
Oh, is that either come in... like an MP3 or MP4.
Oh, well, maybe I might be wrong, but my understanding
like
was that...
film, but they used to come in, say, four different reels.
Yeah, and they had to change
and
them halfway.
You had to go...
And you could see it when it changed.
Yeah, I used to sit next to the projectionist at Gundagai Theatre.
Yeah.
We had the door open because it got hot in there. Oh. I used to watch him and just see how...
I must be old school then. Maybe you might be right. It might have all gone digital now. I'd say it would have to. It would make sense, right. Wouldn't it?
Typists?
Oh, yes, yes, in shorthand.
Ocean shorthand, how many words a minute? Milk delivery.
Oh, the milkman.
We used to get the milkman every day.
Yes.
It was two bottles a day our house would get, and you'd bring it around to a little box at the back that opened on the outside. He put them in, and then you'd open on the inside. And
that's clever.
It was posh house.
Ours were on the stairs.
Film developers.
Yeah, I suppose.
Do you remember the old days when you put film in your camera? You'd take it to the canvas and they'd send it away and they'd develop film.
Yes.
You can still get digital turned into prints, but that's not developing.
No, but you still can buy film.
I wonder who develops it. Very small people. I've done my own developing. Mail sorters. Well, people stop sending letters now.
Well, that's true, yes.
Parcel sorters is a big need.
Yes, okay.
Librarians.
Oh, no, they still have librarians.
Do they?
Yeah, yes, we have libraries.
I thought it might be where you just go and you hit A to Z and it tells you where to go, I don't know.
No, you've still got someone there cataloguing it all and putting the books back. Okay, There'll always be a job for that.
You don't think it's endangered?
I don't think it's as much of a sought-after career as probably what it used to be. But, you know, we have libraries in schools. We need a librarian. We have libraries in the city council. We have libraries in different work organisations.
Right.
I'll pull universities.
I'll pull my head on that one.
Lamplighter. They don't have a lamplighter anymore.
A lamplighter? Like the old-fashioned street lighting?
When the street lights were kerosene, someone had to go around and light them all. Don't have that guy anymore. No. Gone. Now, here's a good one. A knocker-upper.
A knocker-upper.
Yes. Now, he wasn't there to come around and knock your wife up. He was there to wake you up. So you'd pay someone to come and tap on your pane of glass in the morning to wake you up because we didn't have alarm clocks.
We're talking about pumping petrol. The old-time commercial I found was for petrol pumpers for Esso before they put a tiger in your tank.
Right.
So we'll be back after this little break.
Have you got the Esso habit?
The Esso sign means happy motoring. The Esso sign means happy motoring. Stop at the Esso sign for Esso service and Esso extra petrol. The Esso sign means happy motoring. Stop at the Esso sign.
Get the Esso habit.
Welcome back, and Katrina, what jobs have you had? I know you're a train driver now. I know you're a carer. I know you're a pianist who can also play the keyboard and guitar, and a singer.
A singer?
A singer, yeah. A singer. Well, you get paid for singing sometimes.
I do, yes.
You've done weddings.
I've done weddings. Yeah. Well, actually, my first job probably would have been as a paid singer because I used to sing at weddings when I was a child.
But you've sung on stage.
I've sung on stage.
And you've been paid for that.
As a band. Yeah.
So tell me another job you've had.
So I've had many jobs. I would have to say one of my entrepreneurial jobs was when I was in primary school, and my brother was an artist, and he came up with this wonderful logo, and he used to put it on caps and t-shirts, and he sold it. And I thought, well, that's really clever. I can't draw. What can I do? So I made pom-poms, and I sold pom-poms for money. Ridiculous.
Pom-pom purveyor.
Oh, there you go.
Found a title for that now.
But I've done some similar jobs.
You mentioned something. You've done a job for Fred the Flasher or something.
Jack the Slasher.
Oh, Jack the Slasher.
Yeah. So I had
that
a.
That sounds really, really nasty.
Yeah. So, Jack the Slasher. I can't remember the slogan, but it was something about low prices. And so I was a checkout chick.
Yeah. So you did.
So
that,
I've done that. I've worked.
You worked in a record shop.
I've worked for Brash's. I've worked in multiple cafes.
Was that vinyl or CD days?
Oh, vinyl and CD. Yes.
I read the other day the first album to come out on CD, and it was Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms.
There you go. Good band.
Mm.
There you go. No, well, I bought my first 12-inch, and it was Right on Time. So that was
Right on Time. Yeah. Something box beat. Right on Time. You're looking at about 1987?
87 it would have been, yes.
Come on, Right on Time.
Right on Time!
Yeah, but who was...
I'm thinking Black Betty, but it's not Black Betty.
No, I'm thinking Beatbox or Benji.
All right, we'll Google it, shall we?
It was around the same time as Hammer Time, MC Hammer. Oh, but it was a time of Bros and Stock Aitken.
Oh, look at you go!
Stock Aitken, Waterman.
Yeah, Black Box.
It was Black Box.
Yeah, Right on Time. Yeah.
You should be very impressed of my...
I am impressed. You're pulling out band names I'd forgotten about.
Yeah, Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson. Oh, Lost in Your Eyes.
Ah.
I Get Lost.
Matika.
In Your Eyes. Oh, Toy Soldiers.
Ah, all fall down.
Step by step, heart by heart.
Oh, is this what you're humming in the shop? The music where you're selling things. Were you selling records at this time?
Oh, I was when I was at Brash's, yes.
And was that around the same time? Like you're around 17 or something?
Yes, I would have been, yeah. Year 12. Yeah. And then I've worked at Pizza Hut. I've worked at Sizzler. I've been a cleaner, a house cleaner. I've ironed my, clothing for a living. What else have I done? I've worked at Telstra. I've worked at Ergon. So in a call centre, not a call girl. What else have I done? I've done decorating for a career. I've done... for a job, for a paid job.
Yeah.
I've also, what's the word they call it now, when you sell your house and someone comes in and stages it. I've been a stager.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
I came up with something once that never took off, and that was called First Impressions, which was meant to be the same. Go into a house and go, right, get rid of all those photos of the kids. They'll just distract people.
Yep.
Pull the weeds out at the front so you look like you're a low-maintenance house.
We've had very similar, jobs because we called ours Makeover Madness. Yeah, no, well, we couldn't either, not to sustain it, because we lived in a small town that was probably 10 years behind what was really happening in all the big cities, and people just didn't really get the concept. Mm. But now it's, it's everywhere, and that's what you do.
Well, now... Because most people video their house when
houses.
They're selling it, and they want it to look good.
Yeah.
And the person doing the video, and I'll say, move that, get rid of that.
We want it to look
good. Put the lights on. You don't sell a house without the
lights
on.
Wipe the cupboards down so you don't see all the greasy handprints. And
yeah. And we'll come back tomorrow if you're going to sell this house because it's raining. We're going to take a little goodbye for now because Ruby wants to go out.
She does. All right.
We're going to let Ruby out and we're going to say...
Hey, Ruby.
Oh, yes. Goodbye.